This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Flash. Why you may need it, how you may deploy it, and how to use it. Difficult assessments to make in the data center. One person who can help with all things Flash is Load Dynamics VP of Marketing, Len Rosenthal. He joins us on today's podcast with Storage Switzerland lead analyst, George Crump. Thanks for being here, Len.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. So, Len, we had you in the studio a couple weeks ago, and we were doing a video and talking about how to make the right storage performance decisions. And you know, we talked about Flash, how to select Flash, how to go through vendor selection, and how to manage change. One of the areas that was really interesting to me was how you guys can help people make the right Flash decision as far as location and how much and things like that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So, Load Dynamics is really we call it workload modeling and storage performance validation solution.
Okay.
So we're out there, we're capturing customers' real production workloads, kind of a DNA, a fingerprint of what their workloads look like as it hits the storage array.
Okay.
So we're capturing all that information, and then we're applying that with a load generation device.
Okay.
So you're able to generate your installed workload, just all the applications, and run it against a potential flash storage system, different configurations, different vendors, and you can find out what are the performance characteristics that each of those products provide relative to those application workloads.
And another big takeaway from the video, Len, is that you can help customers decide how much flash to get, because as we've learned from flash, too little causes too many problems and too much wastes money. Same thing here, right?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to allow people to make all those variations on their test, comparing vendor A to vendor V, configuration, you know, 10% flash versus 5% flash versus 2% flash. And you can run the exact same test, highly repeatable test model with your applications against all those different configurations and seeing where the performance curves are, where the breaking points, and make your purchase decisions based on that.
And then I think the other key thing is that we're not talking about a room full of servers that they have to do to have this modeling happening. You guys make this all happen in a very small chassis, right?
Yeah, so essentially, I mean, what's the alternative to us? The alternative to us is I go out and buy dozens of servers and configure lots of, you know, hundreds of VMs, do a bunch of custom scripting, and I can generate load and test all this stuff.
Right. And none of that's real world.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not very accurate, and it's very expensive, very people intensive, so we do it in a single box. Simple application to manage that, to import the characteristics of the workloads, just to run the test, analyze the tests, all there, ready to go out of the box.
Awesome. Well, Len, thanks for jumping into the podcast with us.
Thank you.
It's George Crump for the Storage Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.